Today's scripture is taken from the book of John, the 8th chapter, verses 31 through 34. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, did you have a good fourth?
Yes.
Yeah. Did anybody like watch that hot dog eating contest on TV last night? Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that pathetic? I mean, you know, Matt Stoney, I think was his name, ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yeah. Literally, you know, one of the 10 most gut-wrenching moments in sports, right? I mean, it was just... Who would have ever envisioned that that's what the 4th of July was going to be about, a hot dog eating contest, right? But maybe, perhaps, one of our founding fathers, John Adams, at least had a glimpse that something like this might happen. As you know, John Adams was one of our founding fathers, our second president of the United States, was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Now, what you may not know is our country actually declared its independence on July 2nd, not July 4th. They took the vote on the 2nd, and then they drafted the declaration and signed it on the 4th of July. So he wrote, John Adams wrote a letter to his wife Abigail about the vote that had taken place on the 2nd, and he writes this. He says, "The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe it will be celebrated by seceding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward and forevermore." Now, maybe he didn't exactly have in mind a hot dog eating contest, okay? But he did envision that this vote, this declaration that we have our freedom, would be celebrated from one end of the continent to the other, and he's right. We as a nation celebrated our freedom. And as we talk about freedom, I think there are some truths that we need to always keep in mind about freedom. And the first of those is we need to understand that our freedom isn't free. Forever etched in my mind will be a conversation I had with a gentleman by the name of Travis Hoover in Joplin, Missouri. Travis was a member of the church that I served there. Every 8:30 service, Sunday morning, he was in the center section, always about three or four rows back, always dressed in a three-piece suit, always had that gold watch chain across. Just a neat guy. I knew his son, his grandson, Russ. We used to play golf together, and pretty much I just knew him as, you know, Russ's granddad. Well, one day I preached on freedom. I'm sure it was around the 4th of July, and at the end of the service, as I was shaking hands out the back door, Travis grabbed my hand. And with tears in his eyes, he said, "I hope you young people never forget your freedom isn't free. It came at an incredible price." What I learned later is it wasn't just Travis Hoover, it was Colonel Travis Hoover. He was the number two pilot off the USS Hornet in the Doolittle Raid. They trained right here in Columbia. And he wanted to make sure that we didn't forget that people fought for the freedoms that we enjoyed, because he had lost some brothers in arms in that Doolittle raid. In fact, he was found by friendly Chinese. If he had been found by the enemy, all the pilots that were found in the Doolittle raid by the enemy were immediately executed. He knew the price that freedom cost. And even John Adams realized when they made that Declaration of Independence, there would be a cost involved. He said, "I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I see the rays of ravishing light and glory." Our freedom isn't free. It came at an incredible price. And therefore, we need to understand that with our freedom comes an incredible responsibility. Now, if you are the parent of a teenager who has ever gotten their driver's license, you know exactly what I mean. I remember telling my daughters many times, you know, responsibility breeds freedom, and irresponsibility breeds limitations. When we have our freedom, we can make some choices. And if we make poor choices, that's going to limit the future freedoms that we have. With freedom comes responsibility. And this is something else I've also learned about freedom. We have the responsibility when we have freedom to make sure others have freedom as well. The freedoms that I enjoy right now did not come because I earned them. Previous generations earned them. The freedoms that some of our active military are fighting for right now are not necessarily for America or even for their families. It's for people in other parts of the world that can't fight for their own freedom. And so we step in and try to pass on that freedom to others. With freedom comes responsibility. And therefore, the third truth we need to understand is we must never take our freedom for granted. You know, I marveled as I watched the hot dog eating contest. There's not much real commentary you can make as a sports commentator while people are just shoving hot dogs in their mouth, you know, 6 per minute. And so they would just talk about how wonderful. And I remember them talking about Joey Chestnut, who was the, like, 8-time hot dog eating champion. And they called him a great American. Hey, I'm not making this stuff up. Now, he may be a great American. I don't know the guy. But I'm guessing that is not what John Adams had in mind when he talked about those who would toil and fight for the freedoms in our country. But so often we take our freedoms for granted and think it means we can do whatever we want to do. We have the freedom to do anything. It's interesting how when we get a little bit of freedom, we just expect that it's always going to be there. When Jesus was talking to the Jews of his day, and he's talking to them about slavery and freedom, it's interesting to hear the dialogue. I want to reread that. Beginning with verse 31, it says, "To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?' Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin.'" Now let's look at some truths out of that passage. And the first truth that we have is they say they believe, but they don't truly believe. It says to the Jews who believed in him, but let's be honest, they don't believe Jesus is truly the Messiah. They like his teachings and they kind of go along with him, but they don't truly believe. The second thing is it's interesting who they look to for the source of their freedom. Abraham. Not God, Abraham. They're looking to a human agent as the source of their freedom rather than a divine agent being the Lord God. And the third thing we realize is they're not really as free as they think they are. They say, "We're descendants of Abraham. We've never been slaves to anyone." They've apparently forgotten 400 years of slavery in Egypt prior to the Exodus. At the very moment they're making that statement, they are occupied by the Romans, who pretty much limit their freedom to certain things. We get a little bit of freedom and we take it for granted and think that it's always going to be there. We need to understand that we don't take our freedoms for granted. But there's a responsibility and a duty that comes with them. But as we look at this teaching, perhaps the biggest mistake they made is they're still thinking of earthly freedom, political freedom. And they're claiming to be free. And I can almost see a United States citizen making the exact same statement. I'm free. I'm an American. And true, you've got more freedoms than anybody else in any other nation on the face of this earth. See, what Jesus is talking about here is not political freedom. He's talking about spiritual freedom. Because we're all in bondage to sin. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. And Jesus tells us, he tells his followers, but I have come to set you free. I have come to take the bondage of your sin and to give you grace and mercy and forgiveness. If you know Jesus as the truth, then the truth will set you free and you will be free indeed. I don't know what sin you got that keeps you in bondage. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's just relationships. Maybe it's struggles with certain issues. Whatever it is that has a hold of you, Jesus wants to free you from that. And the freedom comes not from your power, but it comes from the one who went before us to provide freedom for us. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross. If you've got something that's holding you back from being the person that God has called you to be, then I invite you to make this your Declaration of Independence Day. Independence not because of your ability, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done for you. Give your life to Him. Accept Him as the way, the truth, and the life. And when you know that truth will set you free.